My name's Emma Cooper, and you're listening to the Network Marketing Mum audio experience. Hello, hello. This is a big one for me. It's kind of a little bit emotional too, not going to lie. But I wanted to share it on my podcast because it's been a huge part of my life for the last like almost 12 months. But actually, where the first kind of seed was sown was 5 years ago. And it's emotional because it was my sister's idea. And I'll take you back. I was sat in my kitchen and I used to hear the tires of her car, and they would like wheel spin across my drive because she drove fast, she talked fast, she walked fast, she lived fast. And I would know it was her without even looking out of the window. And she comes like stomping into my house with her friend in tow, and I hadn't seen her friend for a long time and I didn't know what she did. And she came in, she was like, put the kettle on him. And I'm like, okay, she's like, I got an idea. And I was like, oh God. And I always just think, oh my God, I'm so busy. Like, don't give me any more ideas, Nick. For those of you who don't know, maybe you just find this, Nicola is my sister, and she passed away in January 2021. She was 42 years old and she died of a rare and aggressive cancer. We were super close. So she comes rushing into my house, and bear in mind, me and Nick have been building our network marketing business together probably for, I don't know, 4 years or something at this point. We had a huge, huge business, huge teams around the world, big team in the Middle East, and we did a lot of work together and we really enjoyed it. It was fun. It was fast. It was furious. It was financially rewarding and it was just everything, and I loved it. So when she comes into my kitchen, she's like, I've got an idea. I'm thinking, like, we were busy, you know, team was growing, we had events going on, and it was busy, we were traveling, and yeah, it was all going on. So I said, okay, go. She said, I think we need to, like, professionalize the world of network marketing. Like, people take me seriously in my doll business, but they just roll their eyes at network marketing, and it gets on my nerves. Like, I don't understand why. So I'm thinking, if there is a qualification, if there is some kind of thing that we can do that shows us a cut above the rest, like we are professional network marketers. And because at this point, like I'd done a lot of learning, I paid a lot of money for courses and coaches and mentors and everything so that I could bring my team the very best information. I knew that this was network, you know, you got to build a network and keep building that network. And it was marketing. And I didn't have any background in marketing. I read books, I listened to everything that I could on YouTube, and I invested all my time into coaches and mentoring and courses and programs and doing all the things because I mean, if you're not learning, what are you doing? But, you know, if you're not learning, you're not growing. And so I've always been of that mindset. And so I was interested at what she was saying because, yeah, I guess I had felt the same frustration. The part of me that thought, oh, screw you. I don't give a shit if you think I'm qualified or not. I don't care if you think I'm skilled at doing what I do. Like, I think the results speak for themselves. Like, I'm really freaking good at what I do. And I don't really care about people in other industries looking and thinking what I do is less than or more than. Like, I don't look for external validation. So a part of me was like, no, screw anyone else. Why do we need anything to say? Like, you know, our actions show it. But there were a few people that I spoke to over the years that made me just think a little bit differently. One of those being a really good friend of mine, and she is a mum of six, and she grew up having left school, so no real education. This is her words, not mine. No real education. And I remember once giving her a hoodie, and it was literally like I'd given her £1 million. And this hoodie just said that she was part of a leadership team. And my God, the impact that that had on her. She sobbed. She was like, you don't understand this. Like, I always wanted to feel part of something. I, you know, never got to have qualifications. I never got to get good at anything. And I'm really good at this. And this is, and this stuck in my head. This has stuck in my head over the years. And so after my sister passed and, you know, I made a career transition and I started Entrepreneurcity, and it's been the best thing ever. I love it. I felt like this was a platform right at the very beginning. This was a platform because it was third party. It was outside the network marketing. It's nothing to do with network marketing. it was a platform where I could shout about the industry. I could shout about network marketing being this legitimate stream of income, because we teach multiple streams of income. And network marketing is a legitimate stream of income. There's good and bad in everything. So there's great companies, there's shit companies. That's just how it goes. But, you know, the good ones are really good. And you can build something amazing for your family if you wish. If you don't and you just want to earn a couple of hundred quid, that's great too. So, you know, there are companies that are doing it really great. And I saw a way with Entrepreneurcity that I could shout about the network marketing industry and give it more, you know, if I could, give it a little bit more kind of legitimacy and credibility. And also inside of Entrepreneurcity, I have my network marketing curriculum so people can learn literally step by step what I did and how I did it. And so that was my way of, you know, kind of professionalizing, because if people learn the right way to do it, then that's going to kind of definitely impact and affect the overall image. But it wasn't enough for me. And so I had to think about some things. I started speaking to people. I started asking network marketers, you know, what were their biggest frustrations in their business? They could answer anonymously, so therefore honestly. And they said that their biggest challenge was like people not taking them seriously. Recruiting and building a team was a challenge because people didn't think it was legitimate, or they didn't feel proud to tell people what they did. They actually felt embarrassed. They didn't feel proud of the industry. They felt frustrated. So one of the biggest things that frustrated people was other people's misconceptions of the industry, and they didn't really know how to deal with that or to kind of answer it. I also asked people who had left network marketing what their opinions were, and some of the most common pains were that they felt like they put time and effort in and they walked away with nothing. They didn't feel like they had anything to show for it. Some said that they couldn't stand people questioning them all the time or doubting, you know, kind of like the industry or the things that they'd say, you know, that kind of diminished the network marketing like role. They felt frustrated that they had to defend it all the time, basically. And a lot of people can relate to that, and I get it. And yeah, I find it frustrating, but you know, the tough cookie in me was like, no, I'm going to do this anyway. I don't care what you think, because I think it's amazing. And so these were the kind of feedback. And so at this point, I knew that what I was thinking could be just like insane. I coach in my network marketing curriculum, and anyone who's listened to probably any coaches out there will tell you that once you are speaking to a prospect, at the end of them seeing like all the information, they only ever want to know three things. And it's normally why you have a phone call with them just before they get registered, but it's normally just three things they want to know. Is it legitimate? Can they do it? Will you help them? So what I was thinking with what I was thinking was, could I take away two of those questions so that as a network marketer speaking to a prospect, you only ever have to reassure them that you're going to teach them how to do it. So can they do it is then in effect not really even a question, but that is it legit and will you help them? That is going to be answered for you, for them, by what it was that we have just launched that I'll share with you again in a second. What was really important though is that professionalizing the network marketing industry isn't easy. It's not going to happen overnight, but it requires someone or an organization with no agenda or benefit to shout about how amazing or how credible it is. Someone who isn't in a network marketing business building a team, there had to be a space completely detached from the network marketing world, a third party that takes steps to legitimize the industry. And that's why when I hung up my network marketing boots and I retired, I made it my purpose to continue to help network marketers, but also to elevate the industry as a whole. I could not sit on this idea and not get it out there, because I knew it would help so many of my friends, of people in the industry that have followed me for years and that, you know, I kind of help and advise. And so I knew the benefit. So I just had to like bite the bullet, follow the passion, the mission, the purpose, and get it done. And what it is has taken a lot of time, a lot of jumping through hoops. It's what I truly believe in, to completely professionalize and give credibility, the credibility it deserves, to the industry, like 100%. So we have launched, and you might have seen it already, we have launched the first in the world first in the world, professional network marketing certification. So you can be a certified or accredited professional network marketer. I mean, think about this. You're going to be recognized by an international, globally recognized educational board that provides us, you as a network marketer, the chance to say you are a certified professional network marketer. What if those who are really serious about being a professional in network marketing actually now get the opportunity to be officially recognized, certified, accredited? So not only do you get to acquire the skills from the training within the certification, which is under 5 hours and 3 different certifications you get in one, but you also have proof of your knowledge and your skills. What if when anyone said to you like, oh, that thing, it's not really, yeah, actually there's a certification in it now. There's, you know, I've had to take a certification to become a professional network marketer, and I really take it seriously, and it's with CPD. Now, CPD, let me just share with you, is a huge governing body. They are just incredible. The courses that they have under their belts, the certifications, the accreditations, and they, I think they go right the way up to some qualifications. This is a certification. But we have the world's first professional network marketing certification. Now, if you only have to Google, someone's like, oh, is that legit though? Or is it? They only have to Google, like, what is CPD? If you Google it, you'll find it says CPD is recognized all around the world and accredited CPD courses are legitimately recognized as fully certified achievements. Accreditation provides a stamp of approval, assuring prospective students of CPD courses that the courses are genuine and valuable. Now, when I did the launch, like, everyone was like, oh my God, this is crazy, this is crazy, this is crazy. And they thought that was kind of like the mic drop moment. They were wrong. There's more. You know that saying? And there's more. So I really, really, really want to help network marketers. So I went a step further. I didn't just get one certification. I got 3 separate certifications. Because you know when people say like they felt like they left the network marketing industry with nothing? I did not want anybody to walk away from network marketing. If they chose to leave, if they chose to stop, I didn't want them to feel like they walked away with nothing. And so getting a trio of certifications that can sit on their CV, which can benefit the role or the job or whatever they're doing currently or whatever they went on to do afterwards, that was something that was really important to me. So the trio of certifications, the first certification is called social sales. This can benefit, like, if you're doing a job where you need to help that company or business owner with selling on socials or just presenting your business, your brand or whatever on social media, then social sales certification, it's going to look amazing on your CV. The second one is team builder. Now, you don't just build teams in network marketing. You build teams in loads of different roles and industries. And so having a team builder, you are certified in team building on your CV, that can really help you, right? And then we have certified upline. And yes, this is more specific to network marketing, but that has got to be like a stamp of trust. It's saying that you have taken the certification, you understand exactly the responsibilities of an upline, you know how to create great culture, you understand how to get people started in network marketing. And what better way than when you're speaking to a prospect to show them how much you're going to take care of them. This is not your upline saying to them like, oh, you know, Emma's great. She's really going to look after you. She's amazing. Like, okay, well, you're going to say that because, you know, this is network marketing. It benefits you too and whatever. Even if your company shouts about you, great, but they're going to shout about you, aren't they? But this is a third party. And not only do you get all 3 certifications, you also are featured on our front-facing website. So you'll be on entrepreneurcity.com. Your name will show up there in the roll call, if you like, of certified students. So you can refer your prospects there to check, hey, look, I've done my certifications. Like, I am good to teach you how to sell on socials. I'm good to show you how to build a team. I'm good to, like, supporting and mentoring you. And so this is just credibility on another level. And CPD is globally recognized. So this is not just for one country. This is everywhere. And yes, I have had so many people message me like, is this a joke? This price point, this is ridiculous. When we are doing certifications in lots of other things, in other industries, we're paying a minimum. If you Google like the average certification cost, you're looking at between £1,500 to £2,000 plus. Not me. This is Emma pricing. Because if you're going to make an impact, you've got to help a lot of people. And I wanted to help as many people as I physically can get this kind of credibility. And all of our ambassadors as well that you can see on the website, entrepreneurity.com, they have all given a free bonus training that everybody who does the certifications get emailed them. And this is like at least 15 to 30 minutes of their zone of genius. When do you get access to this? When do you get access to the top leaders, the top earners in network marketing actually giving you personally a free training on some like the one thing that they're freaking amazing at? Like it just doesn't happen. So I'm really proud of it. I'm really excited about it. I feel that this is the opportunity for everybody who is serious about professionalizing the industry to be the pioneers, to be right at the front, to be kind of waving the flags and saying like, no, we're serious. We are the people that take it seriously. We want to change it. We want to change the kind of perception of network marketing going forward. And this is the way to do it. So I'm so excited to get you certified, to get you through it, and there are no tests or exams. However, we host group mentoring sessions, we host Q&As, we can answer any questions. It is time learning, because with this, you know, you're still building your business alongside. I know that takes time. This is about best practice. This is about teaching you best practice in those areas. So you can grab your certification now, and you also get a 1 month free inside of Entrepreneurcity. So you get access to everything inside Entrepreneurcity. It's not like, oh, you may get a little bit. Nope, access all areas. Entrepreneurcity is an online learning platform where you can learn to build multiple streams of income. So you can go in there, you can take the network marketing curriculum. You can go in and you can learn how to build a business on Amazon. You can go in and you can learn how to run your social media really well, how to sell more on social media, how to build sales funnels, how to do email marketing, how to build an Etsy business, how to become a social media manager, fill in the gaps. We got it all going on in there. So you also get 30 days free of that, and you also get access to the group mentoring sessions and the Q&As as well, so you can ask anything you like. So it was emotional launching, I can't lie, but the response has been out of this world crazy, insane. So I'm so glad. And let me share with you just really honestly, like when you're doing something that nobody has done before, when you're doing something that you feel like, oh man, what are people going to say? Or, you know, you feel like that imposter syndrome comes in, like, who do I think I am? But when you know in your heart it's right and you're like, this is incredible for the industry. This is amazing. I mean, anyone who says not, I mean, they got stuff going on for themselves, haven't they? Because anybody with half a brain cell is like, this is incredible for the industry. So I'm excited to share it. And I feel like you guys have all given me just that massive, that massive boost that I needed. You know, that it's been 12 months in the making. So that massive, validation that like, yes, this is what everyone needed, what we've been screaming out for. We didn't even know that's what we needed, but this is it. So I'm excited to share it with everybody, and I'm excited to share it with you, and I can't wait to put your name in lights on the website. Oh, and by the way, I have a couple of winners of the £25 Amazon vouchers. If you leave a 5-star review here and you subscribe to the podcast, then I send you out a £25. Not everybody. We pick a winner each week and we send you out a £25 Amazon voucher. Check my social media stories because the names are on there and I need you to message me with where to email your £25 Amazon voucher. And the last thing as well is I have a couple of freebies. If you're a network marketer and you want to learn how to like volume map and you want to learn how to do your social media without having to sit there and think, oh my God, I don't know what to post. I don't know how to post it. I've actually done a freebie for you. If you go to www.entrepreneurcity.com entrepreneurcity.co.uk/volume map. You should find that one there. And then /30 days content. But if you can't find it there, just hit me up on social media and I will send you over the link, because I might have gotten slightly wrong. I'm not going to lie. I do fluff up a lot. So yeah, I might have got a little bit wrong with those links. I'm not very good at being the technical person. So, but if you want to download those for free, just give me a shout. You can. You can also find them in my link tree, which is in my Instagram bio. So make sure you go grab them and let me know when you have. Pop me a message. I'll see you on the next one.
This podcast was sponsored by MyProPlanner, the number one planner for network marketers.